First, fast and flirting with the facts. The day-to-day. Sensational.
This is the day-to-day. Hi, let's just check out this evening's main points. One, hero counselor's life ends in cow. Two, more dead bikes found by our cameras in the Bristol bicycle massacre. Three, and Alan Partridge has been digging the personalities of figure skating champions Lili Bowley and Jed Pistols.
There was a lovely move you did when you were skating around. It seemed to me you were twisting about the head, it looked. and I thought you were going to drop her, she was going to go bang! But that didn't happen, thankfully.
Four, your opinions on the media in Speak Your TV Brains.
If somebody's sitting watching TV, is it worse if they're looking, or if they're looking?
Oh, looking.
It's worse.
Mm.
Five, fasten your greenbelts, please. It's Enviromation from me, Rosie May.
Enviromation from me, Rosie May.
Yep.
Inmates at newly opened Belmarsh Prison are being trained to use new energy-saving hard skin burners. Every evening, the men, some of them with life convictions, will scrub the hard skin from their backs, the balls of their feet, and the small area of muscle joint on the undersides of their fingers into a bowl. The dead flesh will then be burned as solid fuel. I'm Rosie May, and the world is my sister.
Six! It's time for detailed focus on real-life disasters in It's Your Blood.
At this stage in our reconstruction, Chester Johnson fell out of the helicopter and died. Mr. Johnson was a very brave man. In the short time I knew him, he became my best friend.
14, the olden days ride again, right out of the mouths of the people who lived at a time when men were judged by their animals. Speak, woman.
It depended on the strength of his lion, the lion he had with him. He'd come to the door, and my mother would always go, not me. I wasn't allowed to see him until she'd seen the lion. Usually on the whole, it was good. Good, strong lions. I'm a lovely beast. I loved them all.
Nice. Eight. Hey, look, Partridge has caught up with Bulgarian tennis ace Mila Milandrovic, and they're talking themselves dumb.
I can imagine when you were small, you were probably taken away from your parents and put in a sports camp.
No, we had the tennis court at my house, and my father was my coach.
You weren't put in a sports camp and trained into a tennis machine?
No, I went to school. Normal. I would work a lot.
And nine, that's the day today, and ain't it just the funkiest, newsiest mother sucker in the hood? Yo, bro, dance me a full stop, yo. What?